Hey, pesky auto repair. I hear these guys are good fellas.
Why are you here? What are you doing here?
Hey, my car's making a funny noise, and,
What do you mean, funny? I don't understand funny. What, like, I amuse you? Like, this is a funny place? Funny like a clown? What do you mean, funny? What?
What are you doing?
Tell me.
How much is this gonna cost me?
What do you mean, how much is it gonna cost you? What do you mean? What are you doing? Embarrass me in front of my mechanics? What's wrong with you? Get out of here. Leave the keys and get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my shop right now. Get out of here. I'll get back with you.
When it comes to auto and truck repair, not everyone you deal with is a good fella. At Perfection Auto Works, we take car repair very seriously. From your brakes, belts, and hoses to funny noises under the hood. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Samsung and Apple and others are gearing up for their 2021 smartphone releases. SpaceX mission of 4 civilians took off Wednesday and returning 7 p.m. tonight. A secret drone mistakenly dropped a package into a prison, and Microsoft goes fully passwordless. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and the podcast world and the nerd world. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 62. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in every Saturday. And we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments, questions, and even complaints we can answer. Co-hosting today is Chris from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater.
Hey, hello, Chris. Nerds.
And, yes.
And everyone else.
Yes, yes. You know, we cover so many nerd subjects here. We might as well just say it.
Yeah, just put it out
just,
there.
Just put it out there. And if you're not sure if you're a nerd, call me. I'll tell you if you are.
We can figure that out immediately.
Yes. The Computer Doctor Show is sponsored by Perfection Auto Works near Speedway in Craycroft. They do actually have a 26-point inspection, and they truly are the best technicians in Tucson, and I know that from personal experience. There's great guys down there working at Perfection Auto Works. Today we have a great show. We're going to take a break from the regular news that you may have heard on this station and get into what's happening in the technology news area. So Samsung and Apple and others are gearing up for their 2021 smart releases. So the technology companies are very, very smart about how they develop their technologies and exactly when to release it. And what they do, they call them leaks, you know, where they have like little pieces of information about it.
Little secrets.
Little secrets. And supposedly, I know last year there was this tech reporter that was able to photograph boxes of a closed store, and he was able to zoom in and figure out what the specs were that were printed on the box before they were actually released.
What a scoop.
And that turned into this whole big leak about what was in it and how they were doing it. And so there are those types of leaks, but then there's also the types of leaks that are actually perpetrated by the technology company themselves.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah.
They put out their own secret press?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they do, and they somehow get it out there as a leak.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And people just love leaks. You know,
they do, because it's behind the scenes.
It's
something you're not supposed to see.
Yes, exactly. That's what people want to see.
Right.
They want to see what's behind the stage, not in front of the stage.
They want to see the wizard.
They want to, yeah, they want to look behind the curtain. Yeah, and see what's back there. So, a quick rundown of these new smartphone releases. We have the Android Xiaomi, that's spelled X-I-A-O-M-I. The Xiaomi 11T and 11T Pro smartphones. There is the Android Galaxy S22 series, and there's lots of leaks online about those. We have the Google Reveal Pixel 3. I'm sorry, Google revealed Pixel 6, not 3.
Right.
The 6.
I saw the Pixel 3 on discount websites, so yep. That's old news already.
Yeah, that's pretty much every number is like the number of years, because uh-huh. every year it seems like they're going up one number. So right. We got iPhone 5, iPhone 6, iPhone 7. Those are just progressive years.
Now they're up to 13, right? Talk about that in a minute.
Yep. iPhone 13 is also on the list. And the funny thing about it is with regard to iPhone 13, it's not available on the shelves. It's special order only. Uh-huh. Okay, so there's not going to be the fun of people waiting in line with the tents. You're basically waiting in line electronically.
So it's more socially distant.
Socially distant and safe. So you can spend a fortune on your iPhone 13
and just sit in front of your computer for 24 straight hours
and just wait at home.
Yeah.
So there's also the cool Microsoft Surface Duo 2, which is a dual screen smartphone. I don't know if this is really going to take off. It's like a little book.
Folding thing. Yeah, Samsung has that as well.
So just like your computer has you can get dual screen on your computer, mm-hmm. Now you can have dual screen on your
phone. Right.
Okay. And it kind of opens up. It's kind of an odd shape. I've seen pictures of it, but I don't know if this is really going to take off. If this is going to really be a thing. I kind of like I still have the iPhone 11. Yes, I'm a caveman. iPhone 11. Right.
But it's been 2 years.
But I kind of like just the single thing, no moving parts, because the moment you introduce moving parts.
Or like a hinge.
Uh-huh. You're just asking for failure.
Right.
So I don't know how this folding thing that Microsoft has come up with, how that's going to fare in the long term. Obviously, it's going to survive the warranty period. But we're interested in not just things surviving for the warranty period, but we're also interested in things surviving beyond the warranty.
Right. You know, having it give you some sort of
value
and longevity.
Or value for the second person, because eventually it's going to go to a family member or a friend.
Right.
And you want to give them something nice, something that's not broken up yet.
Exactly.
Right. There's also the Nokia Bondage and the Razer. A lot of the company called Razer, they have lots of gaming accessories for smartphones as well.
Oh, okay. Actually, my webcam is a Razer.
Oh, yeah. Razer and Logitech. They're like the top names mm-hmm. of accessories. So the keyboards, the webcams, and all that. So those are excellent products to get. Also, SpaceX mission of 4 civilians took off Wednesday and is returning tonight at 7 p.m. And no doubt lots of news networks are going to be covering that landing. And more than likely, lots of interviews are going to be followed through on Monday. Now, the nice thing about this space mission is that it's all civilian. One of the guys was actually a high school dropout, I read.
Wow.
And they were able to get onto this mission. So the entire mission was funded by Jared Isaacman. He's he's an American billionaire, and he financed the entire mission, and then he auctioned off the other three seats.
Right, I heard about that.
And the results of those auctions went to various charities.
Or different charities.
Different charities.
Yes.
So we had a question from a listener. They wanted to know how much the actual thing. Now, I did some research. I could not find out exactly how much that mission actually cost. But according to NASA, which is great with numbers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, but trust the federal government budget numbers every day.
So according to NASA, it costs about $200 million for a flight like that. And that's averaging about $50 to $55 million per seat.
Okay.
So they're...
Right, they get a great in-flight meal.
Yeah. But it has to include meals because it's 3 days.
Right. Well, usually it's in a tube or maybe even Tang.
They can get the vegetarian, you know.
Exactly. Well, hopefully they have fresh veggies up there.
Or peanuts. You know, if anything fails, just get extra peanuts.
Exactly.
Those flights. All right. And also there was a secret drone. So we were talking about this before the show. So there's this... prison in Virginia. And at some point, a drone flies over the prison, and not in the prison, but it flies over the prison and drops a package. And I think the drone actually falls too with the package. And it's laying in this parking lot, not in the prison, but on the prison grounds, sort of like adjacent nearby. It was actually near a school. This mysterious car drives up, picks up the drone, but leaves the package and then drives away.
That sounds fishy.
Okay, so the authorities were called and they were trying to figure out what's going on here. So they opened up the package. They found marijuana. They found
Tobacco,
yes, thank you. And three cell phones.
Okay.
And there was also a lightning port adapter in there as well.
Oh, so they were iPhones.
It showed pictures. They were Android. They were like really, really old types with like the older technology, but still worth a whole big fortune for like an inmate.
Oh, that's true.
But here's the question. Are inmates arranging drone deliveries? Is that how they're importing stuff? Is that how they're getting their...
You would certainly think so from hearing this story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, if anybody else has information about this, please call us. Because from what I understand, inmates are given an email that they can have access to.
Okay.
And that email is actually part of their communication with the outside world, but it's only allowed for like family, their lawyer, you know, close associates that have to be cleared by the prison ahead of time.
Okay.
So,
there's a whole process that you have to go through.
Tom was mentioning that there might be a black market Amazon we were talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I can picture that the next big thing would be Amazon Prime Offender.
Yeah, Prime Offender, right? And then you can click how you want your delivery by drone, by laundry,
by cake.
Yeah, that makes sense. But we're not advocating any of this. We're just joking around. But it's funny how the technology can be used for good or for bad. And if you're ever to take a look at Facebook Live, you can know that there are some inmates that are doing Facebook Lives from inside their prison cells their prison buddies. And how are they able to do that? They've got phones and they have access to internet somehow through there. So go figure.
They'll find a way.
The package of the prison was $18,000that was estimated that package was worth.
The street value.
The prison value. So that was the marijuana, the tobacco, and three cell phones. That's how much they were worth.
And don't forget the lightning port charger.
Yeah. So we're going to take our midway break. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Microsoft now going fully passwordless. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show. Stay tuned.
The day I get out of prison, my own brother picks me up in a police car.
Jake, I got it at auction for next to nothing.
Perfect.
Jake, there's hope. It's Perfection Auto Works.
The band's back together.
We're on a mission from God. Mike is a cop motor, a 440 cubic inch plant. It has cop tires, cop suspension, and cop shocks. It's a model made before catalytic converters. Can you fix it?
Hey, no problem. Just give me the keys.
Fix the cigarette lighter.
I'll fix.
Go get him, guys.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Blues Brothers.
We want to give a shout out to Perfection Auto Works. Without them, we wouldn't be here tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Don't get the blues when it comes to auto repair. No matter what mission you're on, Perfection Auto Works is going to get you there. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris, co-hosting today from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater. And here's some quick announcements. This is just a follow-up from what was happening in South Louisiana down the New Orleans area. So a lot of the residents down there are starting to get their power back and their internet back.
I'm glad to hear that.
So if you have any family there, and hopefully you can maybe call your family that's in that area that were affected by Hurricane Ida and check on them. And I know the homeowners insurance claims are through the roof.
I would imagine.
Pun intended.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people don't have a roof for their claims to go through.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So we also want to say hello to my wife and sister-in-law. They're listening in from Oklahoma City. Hello. Honey, I love you.
Hello.
Okay. Before we get into our next segment, Chris, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
What I can tell you is that we are open for in-person improv comedy shows every Friday and Saturday night. As a matter of fact, tonight we have a family-friendly improv comedy show starting at 7:30. We also have a student showcase starting at 6 o'clock. So we just had a group of advanced students finish their class, and they're going to strut their stuff on our stage starting at 6. Now, those shows are also available for live stream. So if you're listening in Tucson and you can't get to Unscrewed Theater or anywhere around the country, you can go to our website, which is unscrewedtheater.org, and get your online live stream ticket.
And you don't have to be a chicken in order to strut your stuff.
Right? That is right. Okay. Absolutely.
So humans can strut. I think only humans and chickens are the only ones that can.
Everyone's strut. Got their own kind of strut.
Here are some, actually, there are no science and tech anniversaries this week. I scraped the internet. There is nothing that happened this week in history.
Wow. So we should make something happen this week.
We should make something happen so we have something to report on every week.
Well, we can always celebrate the anniversary of the drone.
I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to go back and check on that. I'm going to have to make a note to check on
the prison
anniversary drone. But actually, this week in history was the first all-civilian flight.
Space.
So that's not really an anniversary yet. That's a happened.
We'll have to wait about 365 days.
Yeah, before we can report on that again. Okay, now, in this segment, I wanted to talk about the passwordless environment of where technology is going.
Okay.
So just about everything is requiring some sort of access password or access where you would sign in or log in. Okay. Our bank accounts, our credit cards, our doctor's appointments. If you make any orders online for groceries, if you do any type of ordering or anything online, just about everything has some sort of security, some sort of privacy regulation, and or some sort of password connection of some sort.
Right. I can't even listen to music without signing in.
Without signing in. Yeah, exactly. Because they want to keep track of what you listen to. That way they can advertise to you.
Right.
So Microsoft has come up with this thing. This is not something very, very new. They've been working on it for the past few years. I think since early 2019, this was before the pandemic. And that was to arrange for a passwordless login. And what that basically means is you'll still be logging in, but you won't be using a password. But you'll be using various other types of gadgets to either read your eyes, to read your face, or to read your finger.
Oh,
okay. So you got fingerprint,
right.
Retinal scan,
right.
And facial recognition.
Okay.
And this goes back to the digital security principle of ensuring that of authentication, really, of being something that you know, something that you have, or something that you are. And so they're getting away from the things that you know, because the things that you know can be stolen. But the something that you have, it's a little bit more difficult. Now, that's not to say that in order for someone to now hack into your email or to even your Microsoft account, they would not only just have to figure out your password, but they would also need to actually have your phone. But now they're not even going to need the password anymore. But that if they can get their phone, if they can get access to your phone and find a way to unlock your phone, they can pretty much unlock your entire life.
Because there's no password.
Because there's no password. So now they didn't say anything about a PIN. There might still be PINs lurking around from time to time. And even if that is the case, there's going to be, there has to be more education as far as what someone can do and how they're supposed to protect themselves with this new set of circumstances. We do have a caller on call one. Not sure what your name is, but go ahead, caller.
It's Charles. And Wells Fargo has got a new protocol for this as well. It's called SCD ID. It's a single center digit identification. They just need your middle finger.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Charles,
thank
for that
you
information.
Guys.
But you know the
I feel that way about Wells Fargo as well.
So he had me going there for a second, mm-hmm. But you know this is like the first of many types of securities where you can use your finger, and it's supposed to be your thumb.
Right.
Your thumb is supposed to be your dominant.
Well, some cell phones already have that you know you can you don't need a password. You
exactly.
can unlock it with your face. You can unlock it with your fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the phone technology, that's already there.
So what Microsoft has done this week, actually, they have they're starting to promote what's called their Authenticator app.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to the Microsoft Store, or you go to the Apple Store, Play Store, whatever device that you have, and you download the Authenticator app, it's going to have all kinds of things that you can use in conjunction with Microsoft accounts. Now, moving forward with this, if more and more entities start using passwordless logins, then that means that every single entity out there is going to have their own authenticator.
Right.
Now, there could be something put out there, or maybe that's being invented right now, where you can have a multi-authenticator app that will authenticate your Google, authenticate your Microsoft, authenticate your Apple, authenticate your bank, your Wells Fargo, your Chase, or you know.
All of those
into one authenticator app. Which is very, very similar to what a password manager would be today.
Right. Or something that stores all of your passwords.
Something that stores all of your passwords and does all of your authentications. The difference between a password and an authentication is a password authenticates. An authenticator actually sends the messages back into from the servers and tells the other computers, yes, this is legit. Yes, this is really Chris. Yes, that's really Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So an authenticator must always be active and online, whereas a password, you can actually get away with it offline. Authenticator is always live and active.
That's a difference.
It's a difference, and you know what? It's incredibly secure. One of the biggest reasons why Apple, for example, is so difficult to unlock. In my business, I get this all the time. I get somebody say, yeah, we just bought this phone from this guy, you know, off the street, you know, surprising, and it doesn't work now.
What?
Okay, yeah. So I said, can you unlock this? I said, I'll say, I may not be able to, but I'll turn it on. I said, nope, that is iCloud locked. If something is cloud locked, you're going to need permission, not just from that device, but you're going to have to send signals all the way back to and from Apple. And those authentications have got to be legit. And if you can't find the original owner of that person that actually put that together,
right,
it is a brick.
Right. If you can't get into that iCloud account, you're stuck.
Exactly. So that is the show. But before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again. Stop by for their location near Speedway in Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. And we have Chris here co-hosting today.
Thank you. Listen
to the Computer Doctor Show every week with new episodes every Saturday. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.